Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. We cover a different injury subject each week to try to give you the information you need every week, week in, week out, the information you need to beat the insurance company on your injury claim, because that insurance company is definitely trying to beat you and reduce the payout or mitigate it or reduce it all the way to zero. Even on rear-end car accidents, once you understand this, once you grasp this idea, once you grasp these concepts, these insurance companies are not your friend. One of the biggest myths in our business is people say, well, I was rear-ended or I was injured in this collision. It was not my fault. It wasn't my fault. And surely some insurance company is going to pay. I mean, that's what insurance is for, right? And so surely I don't need a lawyer. I don't need anybody, because surely the insurance company is going to pay. They have a strategy and strategies and game plan to beat you. When you talk to them on the phone and you don't know what you're doing, they have scripts as to what questions they're going to ask you, how they're going to approach this. Record your conversation, send you a few forms. And by the way, if you want to know about that, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. And on the homepage right there are two buttons. You can hit either button. One is a 30-minute show on what you need to know, absolutely need to know before you make the first phone call to the adjuster. Right. Before you make the first phone call to the adjuster. And the other button is, if you don't have time to listen to the show, we gave you a quick checklist that you can print, PDF file. You can print it, take it with you. It gives you ideas and what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. Of course, it's not complete and thorough. It's just a quick checklist, but it is very helpful. And people have told us this over time that it's helpful to them. Some people have come in our office with those that are already printed and said, I printed this off before I talked to the adjuster. Thank you very much. Okay, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed this law firm in 1984 with a vision to help injured people and their families, because an injury devastates not only the injured victim, but the entire family structure. Sometimes economically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes spiritually, sometimes all of the above, and in numerous ways, and numerous different ways, depending on the family and the people. Was it a breadwinner that was injured? Was it a child that was injured? Very devastating situation. So we give you the show to try to teach you and educate you. Now, okay, today we're talking about subrogation. Sounds like a really boring document. Don't leave us. Don't leave us, because subrogation, when you get paid, you know, the name of our show today is it's your injury and it's your money. They paid you for your injury. Finally, when you finally negotiated a settlement or a payout, it's your injury and your money. Why not keep it? What do you mean, Gary? Well, sometimes you have to take your money that the insurance company for the at-fault party pays you, and then pay it to pay it back to an insurance company, Brad. So let's cover the subrogation and how this works against the injured victim.
Sure. Subrogation is a concept that I probably was invented by the insurance companies, but it pretty much states that if you're injured by someone, or if someone causes you to have to get medical attention, and the medical insurance company, the company handling the medical claims, has to come in, the health insurance company has to come in and pay for those, and then you recover money for your injuries and for what happened to you from the party who caused your injuries, then the health insurance company wants your money. They want that money paid to them to reimburse them for the medical bills that they paid on your behalf. Now, initially, a lot of you might be thinking, hey, that sounds pretty fair. But the problem with that is, what have you been paying all those premiums for? You've been paying premiums for a long, long time. Even if you haven't, generally as a society, we're all paying premiums for a long time to give money to an insurance company. And we give money to an insurance company, to the health insurance companies, so that they will pay for our illnesses and for our injuries. And then the health insurance companies turn around and say, but if you get money from the person who caused your injuries, we want it, and we want to keep your premiums. Obviously, from our side of the fence, we say that's not really right. That's not fair. You've already been compensated. You've been receiving in advance for a long time, and you've been banking all these premiums. And now you turn around and say, when you have to pay the money out, you want to take our money again when we get compensation for our clients as from the negligent or from the at-fault party. Therefore, there's been a continuing dispute. You also find in the subrogation issue quite often, and we'll get to this, that the health insurance companies want you to pay all the money and all the costs and all the attorney's fees to recover the money for them. So they not only want the money, they want the premiums, they want you to pay all the money for attorney's fees and costs. That we consider to be unfair, and we've been fighting it for years, long before certain statutes got passed. Certain statutes have now been passed that we'll go into, but that basically in a nutshell, subrogation.
Right, and so let's use an example. Let's say that you were rear-ended, and let's say your medical bills are $15,000, right? And you're going to recover from the insurance company for the at-fault party, the person who hits you from behind. And let's say you're going to recover $50,000 for all of your categories of damages, injuries, and losses. And we're not going to go through those today. We've done shows on those before. But one element, one component, one category of damage that you're going to recover for included in the $50,000 are your medical bills. They're going to pay you for your medical bills. So in our example, you got $50,000 from the at-fault party insurance company. You got $15,000 in medical bills paid by, let's say, your health insurance company. I mean, obviously, there's different variations. It could be Medicare or Medicaid, but right now we're using the health insurance company example. So when you get to $50,000, Brad, what you're saying is you got, and we do this as attorneys all the time, we got to pay the $15,000 back to the health insurance company. The rub comes in, as Brad just said, is that you've been paying premiums to this health insurance company for years. Now when you're injured by a third party, those are the critical words in your contract, your insurance contract, a third party, meaning the person who hits you, rear-ended you, when you receive money from a third party insurance company, you've got to pay them back the $15,000. So There's ways to attack this. There's ways to try to beat this, but you have to know what you're doing. Now, we can only scratch the surface today, but you need to get the idea. You need to have very good attorneys, aggressive attorneys, to do this. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us that way, and you can download any of our ebooks as well. So, Brad, let's talk about this. You're going to get $50,000 for your rear-end accident. That covers all of your injuries, damages, and losses. One component are medical bills and expenses, and then let's say health insurance company XYZ wants the full $15,000 back.
Right. And so what happens is you're looking to the health insurance company XYZ and telling them, we don't think you should get this money back because there wasn't enough insurance out there for our client. There wasn't enough recovery for our client. Yet we need to backtrack and make sure everybody understands this basic principle. And the basic principle comes up with is you need to make sure you have a significant amount of insurance. We've said it 100 times, if we've said it once, that the most dangerous thing most people do every day is drive. You're out there on the roads, you're out there driving, you're in vehicles that are going 30, 40, 50, 65 miles an hour. You've got people who are drinking their coffee, you've got people who are drinking their alcohol, you've got people who are doing drugs, you've got people who are on their cell phones, you've got people who are making telephone calls, who are texting, you've got people who aren't paying attention in one form or another, who are goofing around, you've got people who are driving in a safe manner and still make mistakes. And you're out there doing this also. This is a very dangerous thing you're doing. We take it for granted because it's done all the time. You're putting your health and your life in the hands of everybody who's driving around you. You're putting it in those hands, and you're putting it in your own hands. You're putting it in the hands of the driver if you're a passenger. So when you start thinking about that, you've got to get yourself insurance. And, you know, I've said many times, if you have an agent who is trying to get you to waive your med pay or your uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage, walk away from that agent. Go get a different agent. Get somebody who's not going to do that to you, because you need to make sure you have a good agent. Now, if you have a good agent, you may not be getting policy limits. But on the reverse side, or if the other person has a good agent. If they have an agent who has sold them a very low amount of policy, and some people do get small policies because they can't afford anything else, and I understand that too. But if you get the policy limits of the at-fault driver, that's going to be a different circumstance for you than what happens if you don't get policy limits. And any good lawyer is going to understand that difference and recognize that this could be a significant act when the lawyer takes less than policy limits.
You know, we can give you help navigating this insurance maze. What we're talking about today is one factor, one small component, but a huge effect on the injured victim, the huge effect on the injured victim's family. Because if you have, in our example, if you recover $50,000 and you have to pay back $15,000 to the health insurance that paid your medical bills that you were treating, it's a huge impact. There are ways to attack this. There are ways to try to beat this. And next up on Bell and Pollock, we're going to be covering the ways. We're going to be covering the new statute. We're going to be showing you some of the ways to attack these matters. So maybe and hopefully the injured victim can keep part or all of that $15,000. And we're going to be talking about that subrogation. We're going to be talking about a new statute in Colorado. Very important. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. If you've been hurt, you need a professional consultation, we'll give you one. You need a legal game plan, free legal game plan, we'll give you one of those as well when we meet with you. And we don't just gloss over the situation, we actually get into and delve into the facts and circumstances of you, your life, your injury, the accident, and we give you help and we give you a game plan. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Since 1984, when we formed our law firm, we've had the vision of helping injured victims and their families. And we've done it many, many times. And yes, we could go through all our verdicts, and yes, we could go through all our settlements, but we don't normally do that because what we want to do is give you the important information that you need and to have, navigate this insurance maze, beat the insurance company on your insurance claim. Right? That's more important to us than just pounding our chest with regard to verdicts and settlements. Yes, we've had them over the years. It's been since 1984. We've had a solid vision to help. If you've been injured, you can become part of our Bell & Pollock family. We have a team approach at Bell & Pollock. You go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you want to contact us, go to championsofthepeople.com. And you get all of our books are there. If you go to championsofthepeople.com and some other law firm contacts you, you need to contact us right away. You'll know it's Bell and Pollock because we're championsofthepeople.com. We have all of our books there. They're all free. We've written 6 books to give you the information you need. And you can download an e-copy free. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy. Okay, today, the title of our show today is really an interesting title. It's your injury and your money that you recover from the at-fault party's insurance company. It's your injury and your money. Why not keep it? And we were talking about the fact that you have to pay the health insurance company back Our example was you recover $50,000 from the at-fault party insurance company for your injuries. One component of the injuries are your medical bills, and that's $15,000 in our example here today. And then you have to turn around and pay out of your $50,000, $15,000 about the health insurance company XYZ. Why? Is there a way to beat this? So, Brad, let's presume in our example today that $50,000 was the policy limits of the at-fault party, and your case is worth much more than that, and it's usually the way it turns out because the insurance companies don't usually pay their policy limits, and you know that your case is worth much more than that. So we have a new statute that helps injured victims to win this war.
Yes, it's the Make Whole statute. It's a statute that came about to actually codify what we've been fighting for years, and it was a statute. It's CRS 10-1-135. If you want to read it, you can go to your internet and go 10-1-135 CRS, and you'll be able to pull it up. But basically, it says, it talks about if you collected policy limits and if you did not collect policy limits. And Gary hit it right on when he told you that insurance companies aren't going to pay you policy limits, and they don't pay you policy limits unless you specifically, or unless you have a case that's worth a lot more. That's just the way they are. If it's close, they're going to try and argue and pay you less if it's close to policy limits. So if you've collected policy limits, there's this presumption that you have not been made whole, that you didn't get enough money from the other side because they didn't carry enough insurance to make you whole for the injuries you received. Under those circumstances, you can then send out a letter. It's got to be very specific. It's got certain elements and certain information that has to be in the letter. You can send out a letter to the insurance company, which you have to do it within 60 days of getting your money. You know, within 60 days, you send out a letter to them saying, here's what I recovered. This is the policy limits. Here's what my injuries were. Here's what my attorney's fees were. Here's what my costs were. I've not been made whole, and therefore, I'm not going to give you your subrogation money. I'm not going to give you any of the money. And yes, I know you've sent me letters. Yes, I know you've had entities send me letters like Optum and Avectus and all these other companies. Yes, I know you've sent me those things saying we're entitled to our money. And I'm going to send you back the thing saying I am not required to pay you that money. Now, there are certain exemptions. There are certain entities that are exempted. It's not Avectus and Optum that's exempted. It's if it's an ERISA plan. That's exempted. There are certain ways that if you have your medical benefits being paid, this law doesn't work against them. But this law does work against the majority of claims that are out there.
You know, the statute is designed to help the injured victim, and that's why we're telling you this today. We're educating you today. You're injured. It's a pretty simple example. You're rear-ended, okay? And you have $15,000 in medical bills. And your health insurance company paid those medical bills, and they want the money back when you recover from the insurance company for the at-fault party. Our example today is you get $50,000 for your entire case, and you had to hire the attorney. You had to go after this. The health insurance company didn't have to. You paid them the premium. Now they want their $15,000 back. Is there a way to beat it? Yes. It is a guaranteed slam dunk? No. But it's an attack, and they do not like this statute. And if you and your attorney are not using this, you need to find out why. Okay? Because if you've been injured and your health insurance company has paid medical bills and they want to be paid back, you exercise your rights under the statute. So when you get the policy limits, that's the key words. Those are the key words. When you recover the policy limits from the at-fault party. It's a different situation if you had recovered $50,000 and their policy limits were 100 or 75 higher. But when you recover the policy limits of $50,000, then as Brad just said, it is presumed. Those are the legal words of art. That's a very powerful thing in the statute. It's presumed you were not made whole. It was presumed you were not paid enough money for your injuries, and that would include your medical bills. So then you can send out the notices to the insurance company. It's called a 60-day notice, and you give them 60 days to object, right? And there's only a specific way they can object, because normally when we send these notices out to the health insurance companies, we get letters back that says to us, like, we object. That's not good enough. Or we don't agree. Or you can't release the money because we don't agree. That's not good enough. That's not good enough under the statute. They have to follow the mandates and the clear terms of the statute in order to avoid the 60-day letter. And so they want the $15,000. And if you follow the terms of the statute and it works out successfully, you can keep the $15,000. So, Brad, let's talk about that a second, because then you give them the notice, and they send us letters all the time. You can't do this. Yes, we can. Oh, we need to be paid back. It's in our contract. Yes, it is, but you got to follow the statute. So what is the way, the way defined under the statute that they have to follow, which they really, really don't like?
And that's exactly what they don't like, because then all of a sudden they have to fight an uphill battle. And the uphill battle is they have this presumption against them, and they have to ask for arbitration. They can't just try and negotiate and say, well, we'll tell you what, of the 15, just send us 10 or just send us 7,500. Now, don't feel bad for them, because once again, as we've said, they've gotten their premiums. They've got their, they've been paid. They're not having to come out of pocket, out of their own pockets. They've saved enough in premiums. They've got plenty of money to pay for this, but they want more. And they don't like this presumption against them. So a lot of times they'll start trying to negotiate, saying, well, you know, we could ask for arbitration, recognizing that they have an uphill battle. Now, if you didn't get policy limits, then the presumption swings against you. It swings that you did get made whole. And if you would, that's where the statute falls down a little bit, because what you have to think of is think about your $50,000 case. If you've gone in to get your $50,000 because you've said, look, I've got this much in medical bills, this is much my injuries, this is my lost income, and the insurance company, the car insurance company, Farmers, your State Farm, or one of those, looks and says, we'll pay you 45 of the 50. Now, we've talked before why they want to save $5,000. They want to pay $5,000 because if they do that 1,000 times each day across the nation, they've saved themselves a lot of money. So what are they doing? They're trying to save even $1,000 or $2,000. And they're looking at you going, you're willing to give up that money, that $5,000, because you don't want to go through the hassle of a lawsuit. You don't want to take a week off getting prepared for a lawsuit, for the court case. You don't want to take a week off at the court case. You don't want to pay the extra costs that you incur trying to get your doctors in to testify as to your injuries. So sometimes they will reduce the amount. And when they reduce that amount by a couple thousand dollars, they figure you're going to take it because by economics alone, it makes sense. The problem is it hurts you on this make whole statute that was passed, because now you've lost your presumption. But under our circumstance, the presumption is in your favor because you've got policy limits. And when it's in your favor because you've got policy limits, you want to make sure that the medical insurance company is going to either demand arbitration or not. If they don't demand arbitration within the time periods they've got, then it's over. Don't waste any more time on them.
Right. So you give them the 60-day notice under the statute. They send you back letters. They send them to us all the time, almost every day. We go in on a different case, this case, that case. And they say, you can't do this. Yes, you can. Because they have to exercise their rights of arbitration. And don't let the word arbitration fool you or scare you, because that can be handled fairly efficiently if they ever do demand the arbitration. But what if they don't demand? So let's go through the scenario. You recovered policy limits $50,000. Policy limits recoverable is the key word, right? Those are the key concepts. You got the policy limits, so it's presumed. That's a powerful word in the statute. It's presumed you were not made whole, that you were not paid enough. And the statute says then you can give the notice that you want to keep the medical bill to yourself. You don't want to pay the $15,000 back to the health insurance company. So you give the notice, you send out the notice, and if they don't respond appropriately within 60 days, as Brad just said, it's over with. Then the attorney has the duty and obligation to disperse the money to you, and the health insurance company is out. They didn't follow the right procedures, and you recovered policy limits. So this it's called the make whole statute in Colorado. And if you have an attorney and you're talking about this, you need to talk to your attorney about the make whole. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. If you go to our website is championsofthepeople.com. You just search on the internet for Champions of the People. We're going to pop up. championsofthepeople.com. Go to our website. All of our books are there. And you can reach us and contact us, and we can give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And guess what? Part of your legal game plan includes how we're going to handle the medical bills. And so you can see we're just scratching the surface. But, Brad, before we wrap up the show, I think we need to tell people, as you did earlier, you alluded to it earlier, you don't always win the make-all statute, but you have to try. And, by the way, it doesn't apply to certain things. It doesn't apply to ERISA plan. Those are words of art. It doesn't apply to Medicare. If you've been paying by Medicare, you can't use the make-all statute. It doesn't apply to Medicaid. And so there are some exceptions to this.
Right, there are. And those exceptions, for instance, the ERISA plan can get kind of complicated. Is it a self-funded plan? Is it not a self-funded plan? This is where you need to have an attorney working with you and giving you some information, some advice. This is where you need an attorney to be even dealing with. You really do need the attorney to be dealing with the claim and the potential resolution of your underlying claim, because that attorney has to understand, and if the attorney is doing his or her job, will understand the nuances of making a settlement in different amounts, in different ways. Maybe I might even be talking already to the subrogating entity. So you know, get your attorney involved. Get a hold of an attorney and get advice. If you think you want to do your own claim, probably not a good idea. But you know, if you want to talk about it and you want a game plan, give us a call. We'll sit down and talk to you, and we'll help you to be able to understand what is happening so you understand what you want to do next.
Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com for a reason. We champion people's causes and injury claims. We'll see you next week. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.